So let's review. The Gemara earlier ruled regarding Charesh al Erev Shvius Shenichnas L'Shvius. There's a prohibition learned from Halach L'Moshe Misinai against plowing a field 30 days immediately before Shemitah, which is Min HaTorah, and the Chacham extended this prohibition even earlier. However, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinoi Nimnu al Shnei Prakim Halalu Ubatlum. Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din abolished these prohibitions, and the Gemara now explains Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinoi Savri Ki Gemiri Hilchasa Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. They hold that this prohibition only applies when the Beis HaMikdash stands, but nowadays it's permitted. The Mishnah on Daf Beis ruled, it's forbidden to water any field from a pool of rainwater or well water. The Gemara now explains, well water is forbidden because it involves excessive exertion. While megishamim, some say gzeira megishamim atu mekiloin. One might confuse rainwater with well water, while others say, Megishabim gufayu lidei mekiloin asu. Pools of rainwater can also become depleted and then involve excessive exertion. The Gemara cites several related rulings, including 1. Hapsikos vehabrechais and esmalu mayim erev yamtif asar lahashkis mehen b'chol shel moed. One may not water a field on chol moed from a pool of water that became filled from erev yamtif. However, im hoisa amas amayim veres beinehen mutter. If a water canal passes between them, it's permitted, because if the water level in the pool goes down, you can simply continue watering from the water canal. 2. Brecha shenaytefes mayim mistei beis hashlochin zu mutil hashkes imena stei beis hashlochin acheres. If a pool is fed by water draining from one irrigated field, it's permitted to use it to water another field. However, the Gemara adds two qualifications. Adayin hi mitaftefes. This is only if the water is still trickling in from the first field, and lo pasak mayim rishon. The spring used to water the first field is still running. 3. Shtei arugay zu lemaylam izu lo yidleb min hatachtoina v'yashke esu al yoyna. One may not draw water used for a lower area in a field to water a higher one. Furthermore, afilu aruga achas, chetzya namach v'chetzya gavoya, lo yidleb min makim namach v'yashke l'makim gavoya. It's even forbidden to bring water from the lower section of that same bed to the higher section. In both cases, it involves tircha yisera. 4. It's permitted to draw water for vegetables on Chol HaMoed if he plans on picking and eating them on Yom Tov. The Mishnah continues, it's forbidden to dig ditches around grapevines to collect rainwater. However, the Gemara differentiates, it's permitted to repair old ones. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein oisin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed b'shvius, v'chacham omerim oisin es ha'ama b'tchila b'shvius. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah forbids digging a new irrigation canal in Chol HaMoed or during Shemitah, but the Chachamim permit it. The Gemara explains, Moed de Katarach. On Chol HaMoed it's aser because it involves Tircha Yisera, excessive exertion. While Shvius, Nira Ka'oider. During Shemitah it's aser because it looks like he's hoeing. Alternately, because Machshe Agape Lizria, it makes the banks of the canal where one piles the dirt more suitable for planting. The Gemara explains, Ika Beinayu Shakamine Bishadi Livroi. The difference is, in a case where he scatters the dirt away from the canal, so it still looks like hoeing, but he's not preparing dirt for planting. The Mishnah continues, it's permitted to repair an old canal. And the Gemara explains, if a canal is only one tefach deep, one can restore it to its original depth of 6 tefachim. The Gemara inquires, tefachayim al shiva mahu. If it's now 2 tefachim deep, is it permitted to dig it to a depth of 7 tvachim? On the other hand, chamisha kamamik, here too he's only digging 5 tvachim. However, ika tircha tfei, since he's going deeper and involves more exertion, teku. The Gemara leaves this matter unresolved.